I've been fascinated by insects all my life. One of my earliest memories is of finding, at the age of 5 or 6, some stripy yellow and black caterpillars feeding on weeds growing from the cracks in the tarmac at the edge of the school playground. I gathered them up, placed them among the crumbs in my empty lunchbox, and took them home. With the help of my parents, I found more of the right type of leaves for them to feed on. And eventually, the caterpillars transformed into handsome magenta and black moths. European readers might recognize them as cinnabar moths. This seemed like magic to me, and still does. I was hooked. Since then, I've somehow managed to make a living from my childhood hobby. As a teenager, I spent every weekend and holiday chasing after butterflies with a net, sugaring for moths and using pitfall traps to catch beetles. I bought the eggs of exotic moths from specialist mail order suppliers and watched them grow into bizarre, rainbow-coloured caterpillars and eventually become huge, glorious moths. Green moon moths with long tail streamers from India. Peacock moths with flashing false eyes from Madagascar. And giant chocolate brown atlas moths, the biggest moth species of all from Southeast Asia. Inevitably, I chose to study biology when I got a place at Oxford University. And later, I did my PhD on butterfly ecology at Oxford Brookes, the rather less posh university perched on a hill to the east of Oxford. Following that, I managed to get various research posts. First, one back at Oxford University looking at the extraordinary mating habits of deathwatch beetles. And then one at a government lab in Oxford studying ways to control moth pests by spraying crops with viruses. Since I didn't like killing insects, I loathed this last job and was enormously relieved when I was offered a permanent faculty position in the biology department at Southampton University. It was there that I began specialising in bumblebees, for me the most endearing of insects, and they have stiff competition. I became fascinated by how bumblebees choose which flowers to visit, and spent 5 years unravelling how they avoid empty flowers by sniffing them for the faint whiff of a recent bumblebee visitor's smelly feet. I came to learn that, behind their bumbling teddy bear appearance, bumblebees are smart. The intellectual giants of the insect world, able to navigate and memorize the locations of landmarks and flower patches, efficiently extract rewards hidden in elaborate flowers, and live in complex social colonies where plots are hatched and regicide is common. Compared to them, the butterflies I'd chased as a youth now seemed beautiful but air-headed creatures. In pursuit of insects, I've been lucky enough to travel the world from the deserts of Patagonia to the icy peaks of Fiordland in New Zealand and the humid, forested mountains of Bhutan. I've watched clouds of birdwing butterflies sipping minerals from the muddy banks of a river in Borneo and thousands of fireflies flashing their luminous bottoms in synchrony at night in the swamps of Thailand. At home in my garden in Sussex, I've spent countless hours on my stomach, watching grasshoppers court a mate and see off rivals. Earwigs tend their young. Ants milk honeydew from aphids. And leafcutter bees snip leaves to line their nests. I've had enormous fun, but I've been haunted by the knowledge that these creatures are in decline. It's 50 years since I first collected those caterpillars in the school playground, and every year that has passed since, there have been slightly fewer butterflies, fewer bumblebees. Fewer of almost all the myriad little beasts that make the world go round. These fascinating and beautiful creatures are disappearing, ant by ant, bee by bee, day by day. Estimates vary and are imprecise, but it seems likely that insects have declined in abundance by 75% or more since I was 5 years old. The scientific evidence for this grows stronger every year, as more and more studies are published describing the collapse of monarch butterfly populations in North America, the demise of woodland and grassland insects in Germany, or the seemingly inexorable contraction of the ranges of bumblebees and hoverflies in the UK.